If you hear that scientists have found the missing link between apes and humans, don't believe it. Quite often, what they've actually found is nothing but a tooth. On today's program, our Creation Moments host, Paul Taylor, will tell you the difference between lies and the tooth.
There are buzzwords and phrases in science fiction that no longer seem to need defining. For example, when the Star Wars movies referred to jumps through hyperspace, they did not define what they meant, even though it is a fictional device, because it was already well understood in the sci-fi world from the Foundation novels by Isaac Asimov. That fiction, known as evolution, also has its buzzwords. One of these is the missing link. Originally, this referred to a mythical intermediate between apes and humans. A decade ago, as I write, it was used of an alleged intermediate between primates and simpler mammals. Now, in South America, they claim to have found a missing link between early primates and monkeys. The little monkey, supposedly 18 million years old, would have been about 5 inches long. It would have had a weight of less than half a pound and would have eaten fruit and insects. Listeners must be thinking that they found extensive fossil remains, but you would be wrong. They found a single fossilized tooth. One is reminded of the discovery of Nebraska Man in 1917, where much was made of the discovery of a single tooth, which later turned out to be that of an extinct peccary. Now, it's perfectly possible that this tooth is the remains of an extinct monkey. Nevertheless, if enough people believe in the existence of a missing link, they will occasionally find a candidate.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcast anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.